You guys, Moms Don't Have Time to Read Books was nominated for a Webby Award, which is this really prestigious award that I am dying to win. And there's a People's Voice component, and you can vote and get me from number two, second place, to first place. But you have to vote. Please go to vote.webbys.com. Vote.webbys.com, but it's kind of complicated, so it might be easier just to go to zibbyowens.com or my Instagram at zibbyowens, where it'll always be in my stories and it's in one of those little circle highlights. Please, please, please vote. Voting ends April 18th and I'm in second place, so please vote for best individual episode, talk show, interview show. Thank you so much.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, I'm Zibby Owens, the creator and host of the award-winning podcast that you're listening to right now, thank you so much, called Moms Don't Have Time to Read Books. It is a daily podcast, 365 days a year, and each day we talk to an author about all of the things related to their career, their book, their life, and more in 30 minutes or less, because who has time? I am now an author myself, although I wasn't when I started this podcast, and you can get my new memoir, Bookends, a memoir of love, loss, and literature, wherever books are sold starting July 1st, and my children's book, Princess Charming. You can learn more about me at zibbyowens.com, but really, you're here to learn more about the authors, and that is what we're going to do. Also, be sure to check out all the other podcasts in the Zcast Podcast Network. You can learn more at zcastnetwork.com and definitely check out those shows as well. Faleha Hassan is the author of War and Me, a memoir. Faleha is a poet, playwright, writer, teacher, and editor who earned her master's degree in Arabic literature and has published 25 books. A nominee for both the Pulitzer and Pushcart Prizes, she is the first woman to write poetry for children in Iraq. Her poems have been translated into 21 languages, and she has received numerous awards throughout the Middle East. Hassan is a member of the Iraq Literary Women's Association, the Sinu Association in Denmark, the Society of Poets Beyond Limits, and Poets of the World Community. Born in Iraq, she now resides in New Jersey. Welcome, Faleha. Thank you so much for coming on Moms Don't Have Time to Read Books to discuss War and Me, your beautiful memoir.
Thank you. It's my pleasure to be here with you today.
Thank you. My goodness, the experiences that you've lived, everything from what happened with your brother when you were little and him getting hurt and the guilt that you felt for that, through all of the atrocities that sort of fell at your feet, the loss, the resilience, it's staggering. Amazing. I don't even know what to say. Congratulations on being so amazing.
Thank you so much. Life is not easy, especially in different countries.
Yes.
Yeah.
So you have become this sensation out of Iraq for writing through, even though you're risking your life to do so, writing about all of the things going on and telling it like it is. What was it inside you that made you start writing when all of the things around you were just falling apart?
While poetry comes easily to me, I have long time dreaming about write a detailed memoir about the war, because I was a witness on these war. I lived maybe three wars, the Iraqi-Iran war, the Kuwait-Iraq war, and then the injustice blockade that lasts for 12 years. And this is also, you know, for me, it's war, because you're fighting for every day for your food. Because in war, you know, there is enemy. Sometimes we can't fight it because we are not soldiers. Even this war lasts for 8 years, and it's like affect everyone. She doesn't care if it's like we are innocent people, we are not soldiers, but this war affect women, kids, older people, everyone, and it lasts for 8 years. But the blockade, it destroyed our community, because everyone now talking about, looking for the day he can live without being need something. For me, like I did work so many different jobs. Let's see, I was a teacher, and also I was, as you read in my book, I was, you know, typing all these master degree, PhD degree, and that's hurt my fingers, because I type almost every day when I come home, even when I was studying for my master degree. And some people, especially the young men, they start new jobs. One of these unusual jobs, they start to sell the blood, dumb blood in the hospital, in the black market, just to survive the day. Because you imagine that it's like how many, you know, I don't know how they measure the blood, but how much he can sell this blood just to survive the day he will love. And also we start, and this blockade doesn't end until 2003. After that, we get some amnesty, justice salary. Because before that, everyone, every employee, like especially in government, and we include as a teachers, as a government job, because we don't have a special school back there in my time, just public schools. All salaries for teachers is a 3,000 Iraqi dinar. That's meaning $2. And that's monthly. And when you are a teacher, you can't apply for different job. You can't. And if the government know that, you get punished by going to the jail, or they release you from your job. There's so many rules. That's why all teachers stay in the same position and in same jobs. All doctors still same jobs. All lawyers still same. No one can change his career to go to try another.
Wow. Faleha, how do you go about every day in your life? And now you live in New Jersey, right? And live like a normal life in New Jersey, carrying all of this with you. How do you get up and live the day and not be in your mind about all of the stuff in the past? How do you live for the day?
First of all, I have I have issue with sleeping. Every time if I sleep, let's see, if I sleep every day, I will sleep for 4 hours, 5 hours, 2 hours sometimes. And that's not enough. But when I wake up and during this sleeping, I have nightmares, different nightmares about the war. Because in my mind, I'm still there. Mm-hmm. That's why when I write, the war is control my writing. Mm-hmm. Even if I like to write about love, like the poem, I starting with love, something. And then the poem gets her way, and she took me to the war zone. That's why I can't write pure poems about love or about peaceful, because I didn't live with peaceful. Now, yes, I live with and peaceful, but it's not that pure. I can't, because all my memory and my childhood, and even when I was a teenage and young adult, I was living in a war.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, I try my best to be another woman, but that's not easy. I can't just take my soul off and start again, establish my life. Maybe that can my kids do it, because they don't have these bad memories I have. But for me, it is not that easy.
I bet.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
And even right now, when I go outside sometimes, not everyone welcome a woman with hijab.
Mm.
That also makes me feel I'm still fighting another war.
Interesting.
Yeah, because people, they believe women with hijab, that's a very dangerous subject for them.
Mm.
And I faced that so many times. One time I was in art museum in Philadelphia, and I was just looking for this beautiful painting picture. And those two couples, they were also watching or, you know, interesting with this picture. But he told her, I heard him told her, watch out, she's behind me. It's not everyone. Yeah, believe me. And I don't know when people can accept it. And I hope it's coming soon.
It's like never ending for you.
Yeah, that's why I'm in one my poem. I said I'm still jogging from exile to another exile, or maybe from one war to another one. It's not easy, but this is the life. What should we do? We supposed to accept it, because there is no other choice.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. If there is another choice, I can do it. But, and I am a woman. I respect myself. I love my hijab. I just can't take it off and be a different, because it's like my skin. I can't just take off my skin.
Right. It's a part of you. Part of who you are.
Yeah.
How do you find joy? What gives you joy?
When I see my kids happy, I feel joyful.
Mm-hmm.
And when I call my grandkids on WhatsApp, oh my God, this is my amazing moment. But I hope one time I can hug them, you know, give them a kiss, smell them, something like that. But also when I write poetry, mm-hmm. I feel joy. And when I see movies, especially movies about another cultures, it's not just fantasy movie. I don't like fantasy movie. I like movies based on real story, but with different culture.
Mm.
That's me giving joy, because now with all these details, I can bear myself and my life with another people's life. And I will talk to myself. It's very difficult for me, but they live it. And I have some difficulty in my life, but they can't. In this moment, I feel joy.
Wow. And how do you feel about all of the praise and the accolades and awards? I mean, a nominee for the Pulitzer and the Pushcart prizes. That's really amazing. I mean, that's amazing.
Yes, especially Pulitzer Prize. It was like a dream, because they don't accept translation. They don't accept any book come to them with a translation. Maybe Pushcart, they accept it, but with the Pulitzer, it's so difficult. When I said I'm going to write this book in my English language, the language I taught myself by myself, and it was very challenging for me. And when I heard from the publisher, Mr. William Beatings, when he said, I nominate this book for Pulitzer Prize and they accepted, that was something. It's like big deal for me. Because as you know, when I came here, when I was in Iraq, I was focusing on my career as a teacher with master's degree in Arabic language. I spent 24 years teaching Arabic. I almost finished my PhD degree in Arabic language. And it's not in my mind I'm going to need English. Yes, they teach us English from the fifth grade, but English just to pass the exam. Yeah, it's like, and then we don't have partner to, you know, to practice this language. And any language, if you don't practice it, it's gone by the time. And in my mind, I don't need this English. I just focus in Arabic, classic Arabic language. And then when I came here, I came with zero English. And I did use the Google to translate one or two sentences just to communicate with my neighbor. She passed away, rest in peace. And she said, her name Mary, she said, yeah, you can go to a college community and ask them if they can, you know, accept you. And I went there, and someone asks you, it's like, I can't lie about my life. When they asked me, do you have a degree? I said, yeah, I have a master's degree in Arabic language. They said, okay, that's good, but you are not eligible for financial aid. And if you want to take a class like English 101, something like that, you need to pay from your pocket. And you just imagine that. I've been here 3 months. There is no job yet, no car, no salary, no nothing. Catholic charity, they pay our rent for 3 months. And they help us with electricity. And that's it. Even my kids, they just start going to school. Now, even if I want to take a bus to go there, because I don't have a car, now they asked me to pay from my pocket. And when I did ask about the price for this class, they said between 500 and 800 each class. That's fortune for me. It's like I don't have this much money to do that. Then I did ask for another program. Also, I went to ESL program. I paid $10. But this program, after I became a volunteer in St. John of God, and I started working there, I will take two buses to go there from 6 o'clock until 6 at evening. That's why I can't go to any program to learn myself English. But I need it. It's like, it's an emergency. Mm-hmm. It's not just want to learn English because it's fun and I love language. I need it. That's why I start watching cartoons, watching funny shows like Dave Chappelle, Kevin Hart. Believe me, Kevin Hart. I watched all Madea movies. And then after this level, I start reading kids' book, especially when I went to the, because I volunteered 2 years in St. John of God. And I start looking for book for kids. And I start reading it then. And now, when, like after, I think 2014, I started read and write and took English. But I was spending every day like 5 hours to teach myself. Sometime I cry, believe me. Sometime I feel so happy because there is a new sentences I learned today. And my kids, they learn English very well in English because, I mean, in school, because they are, as a kids, they can, like a sponge. They can take everything easy. But even when I start talking with them in a house, no one can, they reject me to talk with me in English because they like to speak Arabic with me as a mom, you know. I think because in their mind, they believe if I make mistake, they can't correct me as a respection.
Mm.
Yeah, that's the reason, I think. I mean, I did all the job by working. That's why when I did write Breakfast for Butterflies, mm-hmm. this book in English language, and they accepted for the publication and they nominated for Pulitzer Prize, it was my... I don't have the good word for that. I was speechless when Mr. Bullion told me about that.
It's amazing. It's so amazing. My heart just goes out to you for all the things you've overcome, even something as simple as that. It's crazy. I mean, it's just amazing.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Today's episode has been sponsored by Jay McLaughlin. Jay McLaughlin is a timeless lifestyle brand with incredible style and a spirit of connection. I am obsessed with Jay McLaughlin and have been so honored that they are sponsoring my Zibbyverse tour. It just so happens that the tour goes to so many communities and areas of the country that have Jay McLaughlin stores. And I love that the brand is philanthropic through Jay McLaughlin's local and loyal programming. Host store events to give back to organizations that are meaningful to Jay McLaughlin's local communities. I also love the fact that the clothes are just so chic. They make me feel polished and modern, and the best part is that most of the line comes in fabrics that don't wrinkle. I especially love the dresses, the cashmere sweaters, the other sweaters. You'll see them all over my Instagram. I typically tag at Jay McLaughlin, and so you can check it out. It is absolutely one of my favorite brands, and I am over the moon excited to be working with them. In fact, I want to share the love with all of you. Jay McLaughlin is giving 20% off new customers and listeners of my podcast with special code ZIBBY20, capital ZIBBY 20. That's 20% off for new customers and listeners of the podcast with special code capital ZIBBY20. Take advantage of it today. My favorites are this white, open, long cashmere sweater that I've been wearing on every flight that I've taken on this tour. I have a blue with light blue horizontal striped sweater, several dresses I even wore on Good Morning America. Check it out, Jay McLaughlin. Thanks so much.
Hey, grownups. The Cat in the Hat cast is a new podcast from Wondery, perfect for the whole family. Join the Cat in the Hat and your favorite Dr. Seuss characters as they get whisked away on a new adventure every week. Fish dreams of creating his very own polite and quiet podcast. That is, until he gets a surprise visit to his Fishbowl podcast studio from the Cat in the Hat himself, and it becomes very clear that the cat has other plans for the podcast, and those plans are the opposite of quiet. The cat may be disruptive, but it turns out he's also a great help to get fish out of all kinds of predicaments. Bursting with music, silliness, and rhymes, the Cat in the Hat cast encourages us all to find fun that is funny in every episode. So sing along to new favorite songs, try your luck at Titanic tongue twisters, have some fun with wondrous wordplay, and most importantly, bring your family along for all of the adventures in the Cat in the Hat cast. Follow the Cat in the Hat cast on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen to the Cat in the Hat cast ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or Wondery Kids Plus in Apple Podcasts.
Why do you think you have this? Do you think you were born with this drive to be able to teach yourself? I mean, I know you're obviously brilliant, but not everyone could keep going, could be optimistic in the face of everything.
Because I believe life's supposed to continue. If I'm still breathing, I'm going to continue until the last breath I have. This is why, you know, sometimes right now I have another goal because I have so many people around me, they speak Spanish. I said, maybe I can learn Spanish.
Oh my gosh.
Because
no,
you know,
you're crazy.
You know why? Because when I was in Turkey or when I'm not here, I was communicate with people in Turkish language. And because there's people around me, they speak Turkish. In Turkey, they don't speak English or Arabic. And I was forced myself to learn Turkish with my friend. Her name Hamida. She's a Turkish woman. She was a teacher too there. And she said, teach me Arabic, I teach you Turkish. And then we started doing that. But here, maybe next year, like this is my goal, maybe next year I'm going to the college and learn myself Spanish, because there's so many people around me, they speak Spanish. And I have many friends. They are very limited. And then they have limitation with English language, but they are Spanish and Puerto Rico. I said, yeah, let's do this. Let's go there and learn Spanish. Why not? You know?
Why not? Yeah, why just not? Add it to the list. Add it to the list. Oh, my goodness. Well, do you feel, since your book has come out, that things have changed for you? Do you feel understood? Do you feel that it's changed your life, or that you've, what has happened since then?
Yes. Before that, so many people, especially my friends, they don't know the, all these details on my life. Yeah, we speak, but we speak in different like subjects. Maybe we talk about Iraqi food because they talk about the food all the time. But then when they read all these details in my book, I think they start to respect me and love me more and more. And right now, I don't have time just to sit in my home and do nothing. Every time I receive invitation to come and sign the book or talk about the book or read something or do article or also interview, in a written interview or online or just face-to-face. Something is happened, but it's not. And I think this book will last for so many years here in America and in different countries, because it's recalled for very harsh subjects. War, it's not easy to live. And when you see a surviving people talking about them life in this moment, you will interesting to read more and more and to see them, to talk to them, because they telling the truth. Because so many in wars, there's so many hidden events. The writer must write about them. And then maybe the rulers will wake up one time and think 1,000 times before they start a new war.
Well, I mean, this is really how we learn anything, right? The stories, the individual stories of people and what they go through. Yeah. And that's the only way.
Yeah, media doesn't give you all these. She can't. The media can't control everything.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just imagine they focus about something. They focus what they like to do, you know, to focus on. But if you talk to individual people and see them and talk about them opinion about this, that's the true and correct way to have your resource to find out the real truth. It's not just like for me right now, if I want to write, because that's my other goal, to talk about, to write a story about the blockade, the Iraqi blockade. And in my mind, this is maybe after 1 year, 2 years, I'm going to meet the people they was living the same time I was there. And I will talk to them about what they, you know, how they faced that, what kind of food they ate in this time, how they survived. And because if right now, if I want to do that, I can't just Google on YouTube or in different media and I say, okay, I'm going to tell to see how the Iraqi people survived from the war. Because I need book. I need real book. And I'm not bragging when I say this is real book. It's mm-hmm. not just fantasy. It's based on real event, true stories.
Well, Faleha, thank you for writing the book. Thank you for sharing your experience. Inspiration. I just keep saying you're so inspiring and resilient, and your story is sensational. So
thank you.
Good luck learning Spanish.
Thank you. Yes, please. Thank you. So I don't know, maybe one time I will write 2 or 3 poems in Spanish and I'm going to read it to you. Who knows?
Yeah. And then you'll win the National Book Award for those.
Okay. Thank you so much and have a wonderful day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Moms Don't Have Time to Read Books. Don't forget to follow me on Instagram at Zibby Owens and at Moms Don't Have Time to Read Books. Also sign up for my newsletter at ZibbyOwens.com and sign up for my virtual book club and meet lots of authors on Zoom every other week. Thanks so much to Steve and Ryan at Texture Sound for the sound editing. And thank you to Morning Moon Productions for providing this fantastic intro and outro music.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.